Welcome to the Exercise Your Happiness podcast. I'm Tina Burnell, a certified integrative health coach and neuro-accelerated hypnotist. In this podcast, we'll explore the incredible power of your mind and body, helping you break free from the emotional chaos, unleash your self-expression, and cultivate a life that's not just happy, but truly vibrant. It all starts right here. Okay, so today is going to be, as I rub my hands together, it's going to be emotional. Well, for me, I'm a little dramatic, but I want you to stay with me because I do have some important questions to ask you. And when I say important, I mean these are pivotal because these are life-changing. These are the questions that I want you to start thinking about that maybe you've never been asked before. And so hear me out and let me just ask you the questions so that I can tell you a little bit more about what the episode is going to be about, and then we'll dive in. So I want to ask you, straight out, are you tired of living someone else's life? And you're like, maybe you don't even realize it. Are you living this facade, not really being yourself, and praying that one day you will? And unapologetically, are you always doing something that you feel sorry for? Meaning you do it, but you don't really want to do it, and you're not being your truest self. Listen, I know life's a journey and things are not always easy, but do you find yourself in this too easy to get lost in everyone else's expectation of you? So for like example, do you find that society, the world around you, pulls you one way and then your family pushes you another, and then you have the fears in between there dictating your life, weighing you down? So my question to you is, as you listen, when will you say, enough is enough, and then start living your own authentic life? Now, when I started to learn about these questions, because I found myself more in an autopilot, really doing for everybody else, you've heard the term people pleaser, right? How many women who are listening are so busy at doing for everyone else that they don't even know how to say no? And then they start to resent or look at their life and be like, whose life am I living? Especially at my age, living the second half of my life, thinking, whose life was I living? So if that hits home, I have more for you. So let me go back and share a little bit of a personal story, which I love to give my own personal story so you can relate. I love metaphors. And this isn't a metaphor, but it's just a story that is really close to my heart, especially this time of year. So 3 years ago, I sat next to my mom as she was about to leave this world with her for 14 days. I think I left her side for an hour, 2 hours. I remember going to the food store with my sister, and my dad was like insisting, you need to leave the house. And I was like, no. And during that time, it really was hard. But what I found was I had these questions, all these questions I wanted to ask her. So like my mind was spinning, that every time I was sitting next to her, it was like my mind was racing of all these things I wanted to know about her. My mom was my rock. My mom was my hero. And I wanted to not miss out on digging deeper into like, what was she thinking just days or hours before she wasn't going to be here anymore? And so in this third year of her not being here, it really hits home like a ton of bricks and like weighs on my chest, because I was like, you know, we really only got this one shot at life. And we need to make it count. and we're missing out on that. And I think that was what I wanted to ask her. That was like the burning question. And I didn't ask her. And I'll never get that chance. So around the same time, I don't believe in coincidence. It was like synchronicity. Maybe I needed to have this come across my eyes and my ears. I came across an Instagram reel, and it was a woman who spilled the top 5 regrets of people on their final stretch in life, so to speak. I think that's how she put it. And again, it hit home. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's that burning question again that I never got to ask my mom. So I'm going to tell you what the 5 results were, what these individuals had shared. And it seemed to be a very common theme. And why I say common theme is because I work with women who still to this day have shared these regrets. And so I'll give you them. So the number 1 regret was, I wish I had the courage to live my true self and not the expectations of others. So think about that for yourself right now. Number 2, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Now, I'm not going to go down that path. That doesn't really resonate with me in this episode, but I want you to think about that. Think about all the things that you're doing rather than being. Number 3, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. That hits home really big, impactful for me. And I really want to know about that for you as well as you're listening. Do you get to express yourself? Do you play small? Are you hiding? Maybe you don't know how to express your feelings. Number 4, I wish I had stayed in touch with my old friends. It's a lot of people now that we have Facebook and different social platforms that we've reconnected with people. But how many of those relationships have we let go of? And then the last is, I wish I let myself be happier. Now, this is Exercise Your Happiness podcast. So that, of course, rings true for me. Not that I wish, but that's why I'm here. So let me ask you, are you okay, truly okay, with living someone else's version of your life? Are you okay living what people want of you, this expectation that you're not truly being and living the way that you want to? Or are you ready? Are you ready to own your truth, your feeling, your words, your expressions, and create a life that, like I said, like screams out you, authentically you? So while you're taking a moment to think about that right now, I've got 2 amazing exercises. I'm not just going to leave you with the questions and to kind of think, well, now I'm answering them. What do I do? Of course, I'm always going to give you the exercise. The exercise is the practice. That's what I want from you. I want you to create what you want and the truth for yourself. So exercises to get you started on not the I wish journey, but to stand up for yourself and be yourself. So I'm going to change and go into this perspective now and just shift into the exercise. Exercise number 1, daily reality check. So what is that? What's the daily reality check? Now, each day, I want you to ask yourself, am I living for me or for everyone else? These are questions I ask my clients. Are you living for me or are you living for everyone else? That's the question I want you to ask yourself. And while you take the time to write it out, write it down, scream it out, whatever works. Remember, this is your journey. I'm not going to tell you exactly how to do it. I'll give you the tools. I want you to get raw and real with yourself. No BS allowed. Now, my clients know I say BS a lot. There's different reasons why I say that. Most people will think that it's the BS, the bull stories, right? That BS. I'm saying be yourself. Get rid of the blind spots, things that you're doing that you don't even realize, so that you change the old belief system, the belief systems of other people, their expectations, their views of the world that now are transposed into you. Create your own. That's what I do with my clients. I help them create from the core identity of who they are and who they want to be. So that is number one. Exercise number one is a daily reality check. Number two, courageous acts, doing something different. So I want you to pick something that scares the out of you, really scares you, but feel that it's your truth to who you are. So again, here's my example. Exercise your happiness. I was doing a business meeting Zoom, and two of the other members that we were together were talking about doing podcasts. And I was like, oh my God, I loved their energy, their vibration. I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds so great. And in that knee-jerk reaction, I was like, that ain't for me. No way. I don't even like the sound of my voice. Someone else is going to listen to me, let alone a whole population of people, like people out there. And I was like, oh my gosh, what I resist will persist. And it kept gnawing at me like, you need to do it. You need to do it, because I was so scared. Look, you're listening to my podcast. It scared the crap out of me, but it was doing something different. I love to share my experiences, my challenges, the troubles and the poor choices that I made. I don't want people to go through that. I hurt bad years ago, ruminating thoughts that I wasn't good enough. And here I am sharing on a podcast, teaching you this exercise to do something different. I don't want you to have regrets in life that you weren't able to express yourself, your true self. So, exercise two, courageous act, do something different. When you do that choice, whatever that is, every week, take one bold step towards whatever that is. Now, will it get uncomfortable? Absolutely. The first time I remember recording my podcast episode, I had a script and I wrote it out and I wrote it out. I tried to memorize it. Then I recorded it and I sent it to the podcast teacher, Julia. And she sent it back and she said, nope, that is not you. When we are on a Zoom together, that is not the same person I'm talking to. You need to be yourself. And I was like, oh, Julia, this is too hard. She said, I know. That's the whole point. And so one day, I remember getting up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. I had like 2-3 bullet points. I put my microphone on. I closed my eyes and I just talked from my truest self. And that was episode one. And it's probably one of my favorites because it was the scariest thing I've ever done. And now it just gets easier. I don't have notes in front of me. I know what I want to say from my heart. I want you to be that authentic so that when you are asked about your life, you have no regrets. So let me go back to what I shared about some of the things that we are not doing for ourselves, being authentic to ourselves, where we can say, enough is enough. I'm drawing the line in the sand. This is who I am. Take it or leave it. And those regrets that some of those people that shared were, they wish they had more courage to be themselves. Stop living in expectation of others. They wish they didn't work so hard. They wish they had the courage to express their true feelings. They wish they stayed in contact with old friends. And the last, they wish they were happier. So again, does that resonate with you? Any of them, one or all? Because you can change. You can scream out, this is who I am and this is what I want for my life. Using these two exercises just to start, the daily reality check, asking yourself, am I living for me or am I living for everyone else? No BS. No BS stories allowed. Your own belief system starts now. And number two, do something different. Your courageous acts. Think of the story I just told you about me sharing that I wanted deep down to do a podcast. And I was like, whoop, that ain't for Tina. And here I am. I'm sure you know so many people that did these courageous acts. And you look at them. Did they fail? Absolutely. Did they get uncomfortable? Absolutely. But they did it. And they have no regret. So here's where I end it by saying, you are worth these exercises. This is your life and you got one shot at it. So I want you to practice. Get uncomfortable. Be yourself. Thanks so much for listening. Remember that you can live a happy and vibrant life, and you don't have to move through it alone. If you'd like guidance and support on your emotional wellness journey, go to the link in the description to book your free emotional strategy session with me. Until next time, let's go exercise your happiness.